From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, January 30th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Hudson Housing Authority is searching for a co-developer to restore and improve Bliss Towers and its low-rise housing properties and to develop a vacant State Street property. The 117-unit high-rise located on North 2nd Street and the 15-unit low-rise building slated for rehab were built in 1973. The authority has also proposed the construction of a 40 to 50-unit low-rise structure, which could be adapted for mixed use on a one-acre parcel located across from the high-rise on State Street. The Housing Authority is partnering with the city, the Hudson Development Corporation, and the Columbia Economic Development Corporation to develop additional affordable housing in Hudson. Questions from potential co-developers must be submitted to the Hudson Housing Authority Executive Director, Timothy Mattis, by February 16th, and a pre-submittal meeting will be held February 28th. Requests for qualifications and proposals must be submitted by March the 30th. Information about the proposal is available at HudsonHousingAuthority.com. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Debbie Mayer is reporting that Supervisor Robert Bury said on January 9th, the Germantown Board will not vote on a proposed new law to expand commercial event venues to private property. Instead, the Planning Board will be asked to consider the proposal, Bury said, after an annual minimum training session is conducted in February. The draft of the proposed law that would regulate how homeowners rent their properties for commercial events, such as weddings, parties, meetings, reunions, and corporate events, has remained on the board's desk since May. A public hearing on the measure was held May 16th and is still open for comment. Mr. Bury said, and I quote, "This is a complicated issue. People are passionate about this on both sides," end quote. And you can read that full story in the Columbia paper. The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, State Forest Rangers, and Greene County first responders were called to Sugarloaf Mountain in the town of Hunter on January 26 to assist an injured hiker. The Rangers and the Haines Falls Volunteer Fire Department met up at the Mink Hollow Road trailhead and hiked in to assist two men stuck on the west side of Sugarloaf on the Devil's Path, approximately 2,850 feet up. The Rangers administered wilderness first aid and splinted the injured hiker's left ankle. According to the DEC, trail conditions were extremely icy that day due to recent freezing, and although the man was wearing micro spikes, he had lost his grip on the ice floe and slid into a boulder. The Tannersville Fire Department provided an off-road utility vehicle that was used to bring the injured hiker down the mountain and out into the trailhead. The injured man was taken by his hiking companion to Kingston Hospital for further treatment. The rescue effort took approximately 5 hours to complete. To read other Ranger highlights for the week of January 22nd, go to dec.ny.gov. And for our final story, the Times Union is reporting the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has agreed to review the Hudson River PCB tests conducted by the state last year in advance of ruling whether the $1.7 billion 7-year dredging project was a success. Concerned that too many PCBs were left behind, the state is pushing the EPA to require further dredging. In the summer of 2017, State Department of Environmental Conservation gathered and analyzed approximately 1,800 samples from the river and submitted the results to the EPA. EPA Regional Administrator Pete Lopez said, and I quote, "While EPA, its partners, and the public continue to give serious attention to post-dredging recovery of the Upper Hudson, it's imperative that we also expand the scope of the agency's efforts to ensure the Hudson River is fully remediated," end quote. Lopez wrote that EPA expects to, and I quote, "collaborate with the state in order to make joint findings and conclusions about the state data," end quote. Lopez also said the federal agency is now positioning itself to assess the portion of the river between Albany and New York City. You can read that full story in the Times Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a slight chance of snow from this morning into the early afternoon. It will be cloudy with a temperature high near 33 degrees. But Tuesday night, a slight chance of snow before 8 p.m. It will be cloudy during the early evening, then gradually clearing. The temperature low for Tuesday afternoon will be 12 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, increasing clouds with a high near 29 degrees. Wednesday night, a slight chance of snow and snow showers overnight. It will be cloudy with a low around 26 degrees. And on Thursday, a chance of snow before 10 a.m., then a mix of rain and snow until early afternoon, turning to rain after 1 p.m. It will be cloudy on Thursday with a temperature high near 42 degrees. And for Thursday night, rain and snow are likely, becoming all snow after 10 p.m. It will be cloudy with a temperature low around 23 degrees. The sun rose this morning at 7:11 a.m. and the sun will set at 5:05 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 54 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 30th day of January, 2018. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.